the unions tried to combat it, but they couldn't even come close. The concentration of capital was so enormous that it wasn't even a battle. This picked up again in the 1970s. It was another upsurge with foundations trying to take over the educational institutions, so, you know, Olin professorships of free enterprise and glossy right-wing student magazines, very well-funded all over the place, and so on and so forth. It's had an effect. The effect has been to pretty much demolish civil society, to turn people into what is the ideal. You know, the ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created. Nobody wants those things. You create wants. People are stuck with their television set or, you know, their interactive, whatever it is. They're glued to this thing, and they're told what they want, and they have to want it. They don't have any connection with anyone else. You know, you don't see anybody else. You don't deal with anyone else. You're an atom of consumption. And you go to work at lower and lower wages for more and more hours and less benefits and security in a flexible labor market. That's the kind of utopia that they're looking for, and it's not very far from there. It's led to very strange effects in the country. I mean, the country is like a devastated peasant society. You know, you really have to go back to Europe and the Black Death, I think, 14th century, to find anything similar. People are scared, angry, hostile, hate everything, don't know what they hate, you know, don't have anybody else to talk to, just angry, desperate. There are cults all over the place at a scale that is unknown in any other society. I mean, you have to, the level of religious fundamentalism alone is probably the highest in the world. I'm almost certain higher than Iran, you know, and that's only one of them. You know, the people that right now the militias happen to be on the front pages, but that's just a tiny fragment of it, and it's incidentally not the right. The left is the same, you know. It's across the board. It's just a dissolved society, very scary. The portent is ominous, you know. It's a kind of a situation which is indeed reminiscent of Germany in the late 30s in a lot of ways, or Iran in the late 70s, you know. Very frightening, and it's much more frightening when it happens here.